happening here that's not happening anyplace else?
I mean, the competitive level starts at 4 years old.
Classic rivalry.
Hall of Fame type coaches, great personalities.
All three schools, though, they changed the game of college football.
Florida State Seminole.
Miami Hurricanes.
Florida Gators.
You want to dominate your opponents and you want to get stoned? Make sure that you roll up. Roll up.
What's happening here that's not happening anyplace else?
I mean, the competitive
roll up, it's the vibes. Another beautiful day in the Sunshine State, man. You kicking it with the illest. Larry Young, CJ, what it do?
What's up, man? Happy Memorial Day weekend. Salute to all the fallen soldiers. Just had the house vibing, man. Not getting into too much. Ready to knock this little recording out, man. See what we got going on. See how you doing, brother?
Pretty good, dog. Got my steaks in the marinade right now. I got the burger seasoned. Sausage ready.
Why you can't keep people out your house, man?
I know, right, dog. That's probably the issue right now.
What's up, Snoop?
Then I got more people coming over later on. My mom's coming over this evening. I'm gonna grill out today, actually, after we get done recording. Throw the stuff on the grill, hang out a little bit. And tomorrow's gonna be more of a relaxed day. It's been hot as hell, so I may kick it and take the kids to the pool tomorrow, relax a little bit.
Well, y'all having a real nice black folk barbecue, boy.
Very nice.
Boy, 8:30, buddy, by the time you can fire that grill up. And that's if we in and out of here quick tonight.
right. But you know, but see, the thing is, man, it's perfect timing because it's summer. You know, it don't get darker early in the summer. You can stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Hanging pretty good. Took care of them in regards to earlier. Got some burgers around like 4 or 5 o'clock. So we'll be good.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Around
yeah,
that time frame.
See, I took the kids out to – I take my son and his homeboys every so often to the park, just grill for them boys. So I was out there yesterday, and I still grill. I don't eat meat, but, you know, I still got to cook for my son. He said it tastes good. I don't know. But, yeah, I was out there yesterday, bro, and standing next to that grill while that sun – because that summer sun is officially out, bro. Standing next to that grill while it's hot out.
Your brain's over.
Yeah, I don't miss eating meat when it was time to grill. I'm like, bro, there's one thing I do not miss right here is being the barbecue guy in the summertime at the cookout.
See, man, that's why I figure my spots right on the sun gonna be at a certain time. Like, put my shit right here to have the shade. Like, I gotta figure out the spots. If you in open sun grilling, boy, you a tough man, dog.
Yeah, I was at the park, bro. The pavilion was behind me, but I was in the middle of the sun, getting it in.
Yeah,
it's Memorial Day weekend. I don't perspire like the bigger fellas. I know this towel season for you big fellas, but right,
well, not even that. It's bald head.
Watch cough in your back pocket.
Just being bald head, period. Cause like ain't no hair to absorb none of that sweat. Yeah. So
I mean, you gotta have good bald head etiquette, bro. If you out here walking around in this heat with no hat on, like, more power to you, bro. You are a real killer out here, man. You probably like got bodies. You definitely got bodies, bro. We're gonna have a very good show, man. A lot of recruiting updates. One time for the folks at the Trap Music Museum. Let me say that correctly. They had us redo a couple edits because we kept putting Trap Museum on that joint. And it's the Trap Music Museum. We pulling up, man. Roll up to the Trap Museum. Check the link right here in our description. In the show description, you should see a link for the RSVP link or to buy tickets. Pull up on us, man. We're going to be in Atlanta hanging out. A lot of good vibes. We're going to bring in some big three legendary football players from all three programs. We're going to bring in some media personality and also some content creators from the city. But most importantly, we're going to be in there. We're going to continue to blur the lines between art, sports, and culture. That's what we all about, just bringing something different to the genre. And here we go again, man. Trap Music Museum, vibing in the A. How y'all boys feeling? Y'all good about it?
Yeah, man, I'm really excited about this. And if you're in the Atlanta area, definitely come pull up and hang out with us, man. We know it's a lot of y'all in that area, right? So definitely come and hang out. Trap Music Museum, excuse me, one of my favorite spots to go hang out at. So to actually be there to have it, you know, roped off for ourselves and hang out like that, it's going to be a little different. Definitely excited about that. We're also going to have food also provided. It's going to be a big food truck coming, Hellcat Kitchen. It's going to be providing food services in the parking lot from a food truck perspective. Real nice menu, well-rounded, has everything you want. If you guys want to check them out prior, go to on Instagram, Hellcat Kitchen LLC, and you can check them out. So, yeah, we have food provided as well. So it's going to be a real good event. Like Silk said, it's going to be a lot of big three former players. Just it's gonna be some vibes, you know what I mean? We got some.
Yeah.
We don't want to give out anything too soon, but once everything is confirmed, you guys will definitely know firsthand in regards to some of the guests we have. But it could be some big guests on the deck for it.
Yeah, we're gonna start trickling these big guest commitment graphics. As soon as we get them confirmed, follow us on any social media platform. You're gonna be able to find those commitments and what guests are pulling up. But we got some absolute legends pulling up. What up, Larry? Huh?
Yeah, so get your PTO ready.
For sure.
It is gonna be an evening, so maybe you just
should make it a trip. It's right by the 4th. Yeah, make it a trip. You know, if you ain't got no plans for the 4th. Come in for the 4th, vibe for up until the weekend. That's what I'm going to do at this point. Me and CJ was talking. It's like, hey, I ain't have no 4th plans, and I don't really celebrate the 4th like that. But it's if I got an opportunity to pull up, I see Benji Brown going to be in town.
Yep.
You know, so I'm like, man, I might as well go see my guy. We can link up and kick it a little bit, but I'm going to make it a trip. So if you're in the A, definitely pull up. If you're in Florida, anywhere around the A, like,
yeah, make I mean, a trip, even the South Carolina area, man. I know we got a lot of listeners in the South Carolina area. No, it's about a month and a half in time, and make like Sue say, make it a weekend and come chilling and hang out with us, man. We can definitely kick it for a second.
I'm excited to pull up, man. It'll be my first time actually at the Trap Music Museum.
Oh, really? No, it's dope, man. It's real dope.
This is fire.
I was supposed to go like twice, and we just shuffled some things around. It being in Georgia, I was always like, well, I'll just get back to it. You know, it wasn't that far of a trip. So, yeah, I'm excited just to get my first look inside of there and, you know, obviously kick it. They said we got a few legends coming through. You know,
we finna shoot an absolute movie in that joint. You don't want to miss. We're gonna create a lot of FOMO off this one, man.
I don't want to hear, man. I should have been there. I don't want to hear.
And when they see the visuals, they gonna wish they was there. But a lot of fire music, so they'll have a DJ in the building. They'll also have a full bar, and like CJ already mentioned, the food. So some big vibrations, man. We really kicking it. Your favorite podcast? I don't know if this ain't your favorite podcast. Your favorite podcast ain't kicking it like this. They ain't pulling up to throw these dope events. Well, we doing tailgates. We pulling back the Trap Music Museum. They're nobody's biggest. We the biggest, bro. Like, this is what it is. I'm going to keep saying it. I don't care how many subscribers they got. I don't care what they doing. When it comes down to the business, you're going to see us moving when it comes to the moves. We ain't just sitting on the screen yard talking.
Amen.
Elevation, man. Baby.
Right. We keep these vibes in person as well, man. Don't shit change.
Absolutely. We finna shoot a movie. Shout out my man Lion. Super excited about that. I don't want to hold us too long. Like Larry Young said, happy Memorial Day. Not happy. How do you say this date, bro? How do you condolences?
Yeah. That's tough.
Say happy, but you know, you can just remember, because I think a lot of people do forget that it is actually in memoriam of fallen soldiers. So,
yeah, correct.
Just keep in mind, that the reason for the particular holiday is for those who gave their life to serve and protect. You know, I'm sure many of us have been touched by that directly or indirectly. So, yeah, you know, take the time to salute a soldier, you know what I mean? Maybe buy him a lunch or something if you're out and route, out and about.
Yeah, all that.
I'm not going to be out and about, but I would, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, nah, them days are old for me like that.
Now, Memorial Day weekend is always crazy.
So give me your favorite Memorial Day weekend city. Ooh. So for me, that's a tough one, right? So you got Miami, you got Vegas, you got Houston, some others. For me personally, it's Vegas. Day parties, well, the pool parties are second to none, man.
Second to none, bro.
It doesn't get any better than that. So for me, man, I say Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is top dog, man. But I've had, like, because Miami ain't what it used to be. So Miami in its prime, know, was top-notch stuff. Now it's all ratchet. But and when I did Miami, I didn't do Miami like everybody. I was hitting the W, you know, Fountain Blue pool parties, just like in Vegas. But, you know, Conroy, those pool parties down in Miami. And those pool parties are also crazy. Miami Beach Week, Mercedes Beach Week, that's always fire. But Vegas is top dog when it pertains to Memorial Day weekend, bro. It's stupid crunk, stupid list. The start of summer, you know, women are everywhere. Also in Miami, but it's just, you know, Vegas have a different stench to it when it comes to the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Miami, you better bring a bag with you to make it happen.
Yeah,
you ain't got a duffel bag, it ain't happening, bro.
Facts. That's another thing. So you can Vegas to me was surprisingly cheap too, man. Like it depends what you want to do now. But like the tables, for instance, like gambling and stuff, the tables like $10 tables. You know, down for blackjack, it was like $10 tables out there in Vegas, $5 tables at some of these places. Mm-hmm. You know, you get $40 I think it's $50 if I'm not mistaken, at the Hard Rock down in South Florida. So just different perspectives, I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't gambling, bro. I was there for the buns and guns, man. It's just the vibes, bro. I wouldn't die. I haven't gambled in Vegas yet. I gambled at the Hard Rock because it's right down the street, but I haven't gambled in Vegas. Man, I went to Vegas for the vibes.
I gambled. Yeah. I went black. I was on the blackjack table two nights in a row. It was up like $900 the first night. Mm. Lost all that. Probably end up losing about two the next day. So like $1,100 in total.
Sounds about right. I hear more sad stories than good stories when gambling, so I just stay away from it.
Shit, man. Right? Vegas smoked my boots last time I went to Vegas, man. Well, no, I only been to Vegas once, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, they smoked my boots in about 40 minutes. That's why I'm out. I'm about 250 down in about 40 minutes. Oh, yeah, that's it for me. Y'all got it. Ain't no food.
Well, it could be real quick now.
Man, it happened real fast. It happened so fast, I called my sister. She had owed me some money. I said, man, you got that $200 you owe.
Yeah.
I want to try to get some get back real fast. Like, hold on, man. Because it had been so long since I played the tables and stuff. I was playing kind of goofy. Like, I was messing up on blackjack, which used to be my game. But I hadn't played in years. So I was like, oh, bro, you've been playing stupid. What are you doing? I need to go back and get my money back. But she ain't had it yet. So I had to gracefully bow out. And we just went outside and hung around the pool after that. I was like, yeah, I'm cool, brother. I'm done.
The only story I got that was crazy, I went to San Juan, right? This is my first time gambling ever in a casino. So I go to San Juan. I jump up. And I went out there. I'm living ratchet. I'm like 19, 20 years old when I go out there. So I went out there with like $200 in my pocket, CJ. Like, I'm broke. So I'm broke. I'm with a chick. You know what I'm saying?
I went to Memorial Day weekend, bro, in college with about $250 in my pocket.
You can swing it. But I'm out of the country. I'm vibing with I had $200. So I get to the casino the first night, and I said, you know, I'm just going to play with $50 on the blackjack. Bro, I jump up to like $1,500. Like, I'm killing it, right? I don't came here with $200. So I'm just like, yo, I'm finna just start going for the gusto, man. I lost all that shit, bro. And the rest of that vacation, I spent the rest of that vacation thinking, man, I should have just stopped gambling.
Stopped at that $1,500.
And it ruined my vacation, bro.
Ruined the rest of that shit. Cause you think about all the fun you could have had.
Could have had, right.
Man,
right?
Listen. That's one thing I always do is, like, if I hit a number in my mind when I do go gambling, that piece has to be put away. So, like, let's say it's something like 500. I get up, start with 50, get to 5. That 5 can no longer be touched. That 5 got to go somewhere else because I just took 50 and multiplied it by 10. What else can you ask for? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I always kind of have that rule of hit that number, put that aside. Now, if I got 200 left after that to keep playing with, then I go back out there and see what else I can make shape. But yeah, I want to come home with something, especially if I came up like that.
Shout out to Denzel. You gotta leave with something.
Gotta leave with something.
With something. From around the way.
From around the way. Hey, while y'all here, we appreciate everybody for hanging out with us on the live show. Shout out my man DK, D-Rod, Fragrance Journey, what it do. Everybody that pulled up with us, a lot of first time people in the comments saying it's their first time hanging out with us live. We appreciate that love. Like, share, subscribe. Super chat is available. We'll read comments, answer questions, jokes, anything you may have to add to the vibes. Hit that super chat. We got you. One time for the great folks at takeavacay.com. We're going to get into some big three talk. We got to eventually talk some football. So let's get to it. Takeavacay.com. Use coupon code ROLLUP at checkout for 15% off of all Delta 8 THC products. They have vapes in the flavor of cherry pie, bubblegum OG, blue dream, and straw nano. Gummies, they have the flavors of blue raspberry, kiwi, watermelon, and pomegranate. If you're not into THC and got to pass drug tests and whatnot, they have the sleepy gummies, which is all natural botanicals, ashwagandha, lemon balm, melatonin, and other botanicals. Coupon code ROLLUP at checkout. All of this is discreet. Packaging to your mailbox, legal. Nobody's gonna pull pistols out on you and lay you down on the porch, you know. And your neighbors and the mailman ain't gonna know you got that loud coming to your mailbox, you know. Coupon code roll up at checkout for 15% off. Let's get into some big three talk, fellas.
I can't guarantee. I can leave the way. Gonna lay you down.
No, we got some commits though, man. Wild. We got to let the big five, man.
Man, y'all did that last week. I knew you gonna try that shit again. I was watching.
Big five, man.
Big five, bro.
I was that shit last week. I did that last week for y'all.
Go ahead, Sip. You got it.
I could call y'all to Miami FEMA in a minute, boy. Y'all need some help out there.
We coming.
Mario definitely watching the show. He's like, bro, let me see how many kids I'm going to process later.
We definitely watching. We had a conversation about the nephew last week.
Man. I know, right? He said, oh, shit. I forgot now. Right, nephew, my bad. Hey, go ahead and tell him. You can tell him now. You can tell him. I laughed as soon as I saw that shit today. I said, oh, shit.
Big nephew on deck.
Scout team, man. You know, we got to have bodies.
Okay. Offensive line, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you say he was.
He's offensive line or defensive line?
Offensive line.
6 foot two. They got the gold car on the opposite end, right? 6 foot 270.
Yeah, man.
Y'all going gold car packs on offense, too?
Worry about it, dawg. This is new, innovative. Shit, y'all ain't ready for yet.
What is he? We'll get into that. We'll get into that guy. Let me spend my JUCO transfer portal tape real quick. we got a transfer. I've been saying all along that we got to have five backs. Alton McCaskill was a running back that we brought in through the transfer portal visit. He didn't make it. He ended up committing to Colorado. He's a transfer that came from Houston. I thought he would have been a very good back. He had 2 years to play. It would have been a great addition to our room, but he ends up with Prime out there. And low-key, Prime putting together a decent roster. We'll see how he shake out. He still got a definitely a whole lot of other things put together, but I think he grabbing some talent. We get a transfer from Cahoma Community College, Mississippi, running back Jacoby Jackson. He's originally from Pensacola Catholic, Florida kid. As a high school senior in 2019, he ran for 1,127 yards, 12 touchdowns, 450 receiving. Ended up being Pensacola's News Journal Player of the Year in that area. We need five backs. This put us at five. Next year, we'll lose two. I think we took two this class, but we might take three in this 2024 recruiting class. For running back roster management, you want to have five backs on the roster. I think his film is solid. I'm going to tell y'all, go check the huddle link. Out in Mississippi, he didn't rush for a ton of yards, but he went over $1,000 out there. Transfers with 3 years to play. So our room is back on par, you know. After next year, I expect Montrell Johnson in the transfer we brought in from Tulane. Corral, I expect both of those. Both of those guys are going pro. So that'll leave us at three backs. We have two committed that'll have us at five. So, you know, that'll keep up. No, that actually have us at two backs. The only backs we'll have is Etienne and Webb, Treyon Webb. Those will be our only two backs after these two backs go pro. So now we'll be at three officially on our roster. We have two committed, possibly maybe another one. I know we still got Jared Gibson that we're still trying to go after, but I don't expect us to land him. But if it's somebody special, I know they'll take a third back. But right now we have two committed. So the running back roster management is on point. We'll see how it all shakes out. Shout out to that kid, man. The COVID year kind of jammed him up. I told you about like how many yards he rushed for. But he just stayed down and stayed committed. Shout out to Zach Albaverde. Reached out to him and got some quotes and some, you know, his take on the whole whirlwind of this 2 weeks. He was formally committed to, he entered the transfer portal, and he was committed to Charleston Southern. And Jaluk reached out, went out to Pensacola, had him work out there. Brought him into UF. He worked out again, and they end up offering him on the spot. He committed on the spot, but he just talked about his whole process and how the COVID year threw him off, and he was a little bit down, but he just stayed focused and went to JUCO and did what he had to do, and now it's all a blessing. So shout out to a Florida kid coming back to Florida, man. Not mad at it. Outside of that, we have DJ Lagway get his Elite 11 invite. I don't know. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't know this was a thing, you know. This whole time, I thought he had an invite, but apparently this was a thing.
No, they just gave him out. It was probably a foregone he was gonna get it, but they just like officially
got you
announced the list.
Your quarterback made it, CJ?
Yeah, Luke got it.
Luke got it. What about Judd the Dud? He in there?
Nah, Judd didn't get an invitation to this one, man. It's all right. I feel like you knew that. Huh? I feel like you knew that, but
oh no, I wanted to see if the fans knew it. So you know, it's all about the listeners' experience, not mine. You feel me? We all been kind of, you know, it's official visit season.
I'm not coming to America. That Harlem Nights,
small pistol.
Put that don't we said don't bring that little shit out no more.
Don't worry about it. I'm telling you.
We waiting on it.
Stop blowing shit out of the water soon.
Official visit season. It's officially official visit season. It's also commitment season, but June 2nd is going to be a very big weekend for us. I spoke about it a little bit last weekend. Jeremiah Smith is setting up a lot of visits right now. He just set up. I'll let TJ say his news. But we expect five-star receiver Jeremiah Smith, currently committed to Ohio State, to pull up. DJ Lagway will definitely be there, which is very important to have the leader of our class. For so many years at UF, we spent the summertime trying to find our quarterback. So to have this guy in the fold the entire offseason so far is just, you know, it's paying dividends. So he'll be on campus. Xavier Fisami, the four-star committed to safety out of Texas, originally from Orlando, he'll be in town. Four-star edge Jordan Ross from Birmingham, Alabama, top 50 national recruit. Georgia and Tennessee are favorites in his recruiting. We're a dark horse, though. I like where we stand in his recruiting. We'll see how it all plays out. Another commit, Adarius Hayes from Largo, elite four-star linebacker Adarius Hayes. One that I got my eyes on. We'll see how it all plays out. I think it's a Florida State battle. We've spoken about this several times on the show. Jamari Howard out of Hialeah, Florida, decommitted from Michigan State. He's pulling up as well. We'll see how it all plays out. I like where we stand, what Corey Raymond's doing as far as connecting with him, what I'm hearing behind the scenes. It's going to be a battle, but I like where we're at in his recruiting. Four-star tight end Jonathan Echols out of IMG Academy, currently a Tennessee commit. If anybody's going to flip him, a lot of programs are recruiting him, and he's still open to taking visits, and as you can see, I think we have a chance at flipping him. We'll see how it all plays out. Tight end is a room I'm definitely paying attention to. Russ Callaway is our new tight end coach. We didn't land anybody. Did we land anybody last cycle? I don't think we landed anybody. Didn't land anybody in the portal. The room is full, but we need to upgrade the talent in that room. So interested to see how Callaway – recruiting the first season here plays out. Four-star cornerback Jalen Crawford out of Lilburn, Georgia, Parkview High School. He's visiting. His recruitment is down to Florida, Auburn, and LSU is his top three. Right now, I think Auburn leads with his recruitment. I spoke about Dalen Evans out of Longview, Texas. Same high school as Tate Casey. Shout out to my man, Tate Casey, former Gator tight end. I got him on flip watch. He's currently committed to Texas A&M, but I think that's a guy we could flip, another top 100 type guy. Our average is just going to keep going up, you know. I know Georgia probably top dog right now as far as recruiting average, but we're going to be fighting for that top spot when it pertains to that. Chris Jones, a guy I got on commit watch, linebacker out of Stafford, Virginia. Feels good to be back in the Virginia area. We've been out of DMV. But we're back heavy, and my man Jay Bateman is doing a great job recruiting the whole linebacker room. So if he could finish with Chris Jones, with what we already got, with Adarius and Adarius Hayes and my man, I'm going to forget my other linebacker. I shouldn't be forgetting him. Miles Graham is my other linebacker. So with those three right there will be a very elite haul. What's up?
Feel good with Hayes?
Oh yeah, I feel real good with Hayes.
I know we work in the back channels on that one. Yeah. I don't know how much traction being made or whatnot, but I know that's a guy they trying to flip.
Yeah, y'all wasting y'all time. Y'all can't flip a kid like that. He gotta be NIL chasing. I don't think he's chasing the bag like that.
I mean, you know.
We'll see.
Time shall tell. I was curious. Yeah. I don't know that we have a lot of traction or anything like that. I just know that is a name that they work in.
Offensive tackle is another position that I'm watching. Offensive line recruiting altogether. It's been better than the Dan Mullen regime, but it's still not to the level where we need to be to compete in the SEC and with the top dogs. So I'm watching Stapleton and Sales recruiting to see what they land this cycle. Four-star offensive tackle Ethan Callaway from Morrisville, North Carolina. He's coming on June 2nd as well. I think his recruiting is down to us in Georgia. It feels good to be like lining up with Georgia and winning some of these as well. You know, it used to be they used to punk us. They used to let a kid come visit us and commit on his ride home and like weird shit like that. So we'll see where we at with it. Do like him at offensive tackle. Four-star wide receiver Isaiah Williams out of Tampa. I commit. Really like that kid. He's coming to visit as well. Four-star defensive lineman out of Orlando, DeAndre Robinson. His recruitment is down to Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ohio State. I think we may be the favorite there. We'll see how it all plays out. But I like where we at. Shout out to Coach Spencer in the trenches. He's doing his thing out there a little bit. Josiah Davis, a safety out of Nashville, committed to us. He'll be in the building. That's all I got right now for the June 2nd visit. If we do get, I know it's going to be some more, a few that are announced up until June 2nd. If there are any more new names, I'll drop some short form content on YouTube, Instagram. If you don't follow us on those platforms, definitely do that. We keep it, you know, up to date when it pertains to visits and everything going pertaining to the big three programs. An offer that went out this week, Nnamdi Okboko, originally from Nigeria.
Good job, bro.
I said it right? You think I got it?
It sounds damn good,
man. Right? I got it all, man. I practiced it.
Congratulations.
Mirror and all, dog.
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but we're damn sure.
I like how it sounds.
Hell yeah. I know I got Nnamdi because of Asmawa.
Yeah.
So I know I got that part right. And then Okboko, it's hard to say this any other type of way. If it's anything but Okboko, shout out to him and his parents. And any announcer they got to say this in the future. Okboko is an interesting prospect. He's coming on the scene late. He's out of North Carolina. But South Carolina, Rutgers, Georgia, Michigan, Virginia Tech, everybody's offering this kid. Big 6'5", 330-pound, nose or three-tech defensive lineman, but huge kid that doesn't have to fill out a lot. I think he's college-ready physically right now at 6'5", 350. And when you see his whatever visuals he have on the socials, Twitter, just search his name, you'll see how big and filled out he is. I was trying to find the right word play without getting a pause on all that.
Yeah. I had to pause to think. I was like, yeah, we can't do that one.
You're can't say thick. You say thick, you're then right. You know,
filled out.
He's gonna look at you weird, man. His frame's filled out.
I like it.
Amir Jackson, another recruitment I want to talk about. George is full. I thought his recruitment was he's a tight end. I told you I'm paying attention to the tight end room a lot. George has just landed their second tight end of the class. They seem to have rebounded from getting poached by Florida State. So Kirby got his two. I don't think they may want three tight ends. I don't know how many tight ends they want, but Amir Jackson is a guy they still recruiting. I think the room is going to be too crowded for Amir, and we end up landing him. I like where we stand in his recruitment. Miami is still recruiting him. He visited Tennessee this weekend. I seen, you know, on social media that he was there. Auburn, Alabama, South Carolina, others that are recruiting him. But I like where we stand. His official visit is June 16th through the 18th. Another tight end.
Colin Fox lined up?
Colin Fox?
Yeah, is he lined up for official with y'all?
I think so. I don't know which weekend.
No, that's y'all got Fox?
We got him lined up one weekend. Now it was
Miami, UCF, and Florida State, if I'm not mistaken, for him.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Maybe not be one kid we on. Yeah. Walter Matthews, four-star tight end. I like him as well. We'll see where he at. He's supposed to visit June 2nd, USC. He'll come see us June 9th. But just talking about the tight end room, I think that's the top of our tight end board, the three tight ends I've mentioned this show. Another thing I have on here, TJ, how do you feel about Tawaski Abrams?
I don't think he'll be in this class.
Yeah, he's set up a visit with us as well. I know he's dancing around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he hasn't been on campus since he committed, which is like that first junior day in like February. He's been on a tour of taking, you know, unofficials to other universities, hasn't been back to FSU. He does have a summer official visit schedule. He's saying all the right things in the media, but just reading the tea leaves and stuff, I don't think he ends up in this class. And FSU, they're after some. We got a lot of, I think like four receivers. I don't have a number on top of my head. We got like four Abrams, McCoy. Yeah, we got four receivers committed at this time. We're recruiting, you know, we're still recruiting by three to four guys. I know it'd be absolute takes. for FSU. So I think those numbers could probably be a little different now come signing day. So I don't see Amos being in this class. We'll see how it pans out within these official visits he takes and how it shakes out with Florida and other schools and once you visit FSU again. But as of now, I don't see it happening for us.
I like him as a slot wide receiver.
Speed guy, 10-6.
Speed guy, for sure. 100-meter guy that can fly a little bit. He fits our profile, what we like, man. So wouldn't mind seeing him. There's some others that are still recruiting him, and they ain't just Florida. But he did tell On3 and Corey Bender a few weeks ago that if he was to flip, it would be the University of Florida. So just interesting to see how it all play out. We'll keep following it. That's all I got for right now on June 2nd. I will go over. After everybody wrapped theirs up, their updates up, I'll come back with a commit watch list. Let everybody know who I got on commit watch throughout these three visits that we got going on for June. Yeah, we about to shoot some big shots, man. We got some big fire on the way. Top 100 kids. We're not about to be getting no 3-star gems that we got to put huddle links out for. Everybody gonna know what it is when we shoot these shots. Take cover. That's what it gonna mean. You know what I'm saying?
Irie.
Everything. Irie.
Brethren. You go see?
Yeah, I could take it over. I'm gonna bounce around a little bit. I'm gonna get into the June 2nd official visit weekend in a second, but first I want to get into some names that kind of some bigger names that kind of made some headlines in regards to some future visits to FSU. So I'm gonna knock those guys out, official visits, and then I'm gonna bounce around at the end and wrap it up with the enrollees for the this past recruiting cycle, right? So the summer enrollees from this past 2023 recruiting cycle, the remaining high school and transfer portal guys will be filtering into on FSU campus this upcoming week. But first off, Jeremiah Smith, the number 2 player in the nation, like Silk suggested earlier, number 1 receiver in the country, stated that he's going to take an official visit to FSU at the end of June. As of now, he has official visit. Well, he already took an official visit to Georgia. He has Florida, Ohio State, and Penn State on the schedule so far. And reading the tea leaves, you say the end of June, it'll probably be that big official visit weekend at the end of the June in regard, June 20th, 21st to 23rd. I'm not sure the exact dates, but that weekend, I can get it right.
23rd is the first day, I believe.
Yeah, 23rd through the 25th. It'll probably be that weekend. That weekend, it'll have like Luke Crummelhawk, Cam Davis, a lot of those guys. They'll be on campus. Landon Thomas, Kylan Fox as well, that Le'Veon just brought up. As of right now, I think if any team flips Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State, I think it'll be Georgia at this point in time. I think they did a really good job that past official visit. We'll see how things play out, but it's a long way from signing day. But I do, in regards to Jeremiah Smith, I don't think his camp and him are too comfortable with Brian Hartline. That Brian Hartline will probably be there through the duration of his his stay at Ohio State if he was to commit there. I think he'll end up leaving within that time frame. So that's the reason why, in my opinion, that a couple other schools are kind of throwing their name in the hat to try to get his recruitment, try to get his signature on signing day.
I've heard like from Ohio, just speaking to Ohio State fan that lives right here in my neighborhood, they think if Ryan Day was to try to get poached by somebody else, Hartline was about to get poached by somebody else. They think that Ohio State thinks very highly of him, where they promote him to head coach and just put the pieces around him.
So you're saying that Ryan Day get poached by someone else, they think that Hartline...
If Hartline was to get poached for a smaller head coaching job, there's some people that think Brian Hartline may be the future. Ryan Day may be, like, as far as potential tapped out.
That'd be crazy, bro. That'd be a hell of a move, bro.
Hey, coach, we need to talk to you.
Something I've heard.
We just seen that before though, with the Bucks fucked this shit all up. Lovie Smith, when he was the head coach, for the Bucks for that 1 year or whatever. It was like the rookie year, Jameis or some shit like that. Then that next year they end up firing him, Bucks fan will probably correct me, but I know they fired him for that offensive coordinator that people thought was supposed to be next in line, and they didn't want to lose him. They ended up firing the offensive coordinator, ended up hiring your boy a few years later, the guy from the Arizona Cardinals that won a Super Bowl.
Bruce Arians.
Yeah, Bruce Arians. So
that's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I've heard it before. But college is a little different. You don't really hear it in college for the most part. That's crazy. Well,
I think like if you look at Brian Hartline and like I keep saying, I had this take on Steve McGill. I think the college football world, the coaching is flipping. Like everybody, you're getting new names, new faces. These guys, I mean, Kirby's the newest big dog, and you look at guys like you know, Nick Saban. You know, he's going to be too old to coach here. And then you look at Jimbo out of Texas A&M, washed up, man. All these older guys are phasing out, you know. And then it's a new era of younger guys. And I think Ohio State, if that was to happen, they'd just be looking at the forest and not the tree. I think Ryan Day is an okay coach, but I don't think he's, you know, has the potential of what Brian Hartline could be. He could be a young Urban Meyer. The way he recruit and the way he's connecting the kids, all he need to be is like Urban Meyer in a CEO type seat. Urban Meyer never called plays before, so like I know some people be like, oh, like he don't have the experience, but you don't need it these days, bro. You could weaponize him with the money and the resources to hire great OCs and to keep that continuity, to keep him into the program, keep that culture going.
Man, you that shit sounds interesting as fuck. I
never seen it like that.
I'm just picturing Ryan Day walking into his office and Brian Hartline feet on the desk. Brian, get your damn feet off my desk.
That'd be fine.
Day, well, coach, we need to talk. How are you interested in the wide receiver room?
right, for real.
Oh, man.
The office is crazy.
Got a position for you.
Just a few doors down.
Anyway,
hit that like button. Subscribe. We appreciate everybody for hanging out with us.
What Red says, be both our bikes.
We just keep it at my house.
Keep it at my house.
But yeah, so Jeremiah Smith, that's what I'm thinking right now. Now, excuse me, UGA did a really good job on an official visit, but I do want to state that I think FSU get Edwin Joseph, the previous class, is open as open relationships at Chaminade a lot. I do think that, and it kind of speaks to what I was going to next. JoJo Trader, he scheduled official visit for FSU, a three-day unofficial visit, which is even better, for June the 8th through June the 11th. He's going to be on campus for 3 days. Number 18 player in the country, another big-time receiver that we've been after very heavily. And I feel good where we stand with JoJo. And I've been saying this for a long time, even since last year after we got Edwin Joseph. That pretty much started started the positive vibes for FSU in regards to JoJo Trader. Then he came to the bowl game and saw Johnny Wilson break the FSU bowl game with over 200 yards receiving in that game. And that helped them guys out a lot. Hey, man, appreciate you, Todd. Appreciate that a lot. But, so that bowl game opened up the eyes of JoJo. Then he was on campus again in March, and he had a good visit as well. So this recruitment is trending like Hakeem Williams. I'm telling you, it's starting to trend like Hakeem Williams. I think FSU is in a real good spot with JoJo. I think he'll take his official visit to FSU sometime in December. So we'll keep chipping away at that recruitment.
I like that we're in the JoJo sweepstakes as well. Might not get Jeremiah Smith, but that won't be a bad consolation prize. I think the whole Big Three is in on his recruitment right now.
Yeah, his top five is the entire Big Three, Ohio State and Georgia.
Right.
And I
say
all of us get official visits, but go ahead, my
bad. Nah, man, my man William McMillan in the comments. Normally this is a super chat, William, but if it's something negative about Florida State, I'm ready to read it. he said Surtain got to step it up. What do you feel about Surtain's recruiting right now?
I think Surtain is doing fine. He has all his big players are still on the board right now. Charles Lester, number one cornerback on our board. He's going to take his official visit over the summer.
That's who I need to miss out on. If I'm going to pass y'all, we did some content on the timeline about the pecking order of the Big Three. Don't follow us on Twitter. Go follow us on Twitter. We got some dope content on there. But we're talking about the pecking order of the Big Three before the games kick off and recruiting. What would the rankings be? And I said, I think we could pass y'all. I'm going to need y'all to miss out on Lester. So if I get y'all to swing and miss.
Ship, baby.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I'm just going to keep, you know, go see the Woo Lady.
That's why I think because we got some shit lined up. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I think June could be a fire month for all three programs. If I'm being completely honest, just by what I'm hearing and listening to you guys talk as well, I think June in July can be a pretty big month. Of course, we'll see how it shake out once the time comes. But
I don't believe nothing with Miami till I see it, bro. They got to show me in 23.
It's been looking a little wild so far, bro.
Hey, I totally understand. I understand that, brother.
Yeah,
just stay cool, man. It's only May. It's only May.
I ain't got a gun no more. Y'all got a taser on the trail, man.
No doubt.
Y'all got bear mace, man. I don't know what
y'all spraying mace around as
well. Taser and bear mace, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all is knocked down. All right. My boy.
Yeah, y'all starting off that vicious defensive line class real smooth so far, man.
I asked him, was that a red flag? We'll get into it. Get back to your Florida State.
We'll get
ask me that every week.
But no, just to answer the question about Surtain, though, no, I'm fine with Surtain because all of his guys are pretty much in play right now. Like I said, Charles Lester, he's in play right now. Silk mentioned Jamari Howard, he's in play right now. I think that's the FSU UF battle. I think FSU is in a real good spot with him. So, no, I think – and also, this is another guy I was wanting to get into. I might as well jump into this real quick right now. Jameer Grimsley.
I like Grimsley.
I love him. Pleasant surprise. He said he's going to take an official visit to FSU. Hasn't got the official date just yet, but, yeah, that official visit is going to be locked in. 6'3", 185 pound cornerback that runs a 10-7. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, shout out to Bet, man. Be on the lookout for the website coming soon.
Website coming soon, man. I'm being a little picky and a little bit hard-headed with the wants and the trinkets on it, but we're going to be locked and loaded here in a minute. A lot of big moves coming from the roll-up. My man Ace is going to be writing some Gator stuff with us on the site, so shout out to my man Ace.
But, yeah, so Grimsley I like a lot, right? 6'3", 185 pound, runs a sub-11, 10-7, and 100 meter. His top schools right now is Michigan, Alabama, UNC, and Penn State. It surprised me. I know FSU was one of his first offers, but I didn't think we would be in that boat in regards to getting an official visit from him. Said the communication is going pretty well with them, so that was surprising me as well. So, Larry, y'all could keep Ricky Knight, bro. I'm good on that.
Thank
you. I got a new top three. That's my top three personally for like actual guys that could happen. Will be Lester, Howard, and probably Grimsley. So, yeah, y'all go ahead, lock up Ricky Knight and him, be taking the official visit.
Yeah, don't count all your eggs with Jamari Howard, bro.
Howard got a good relationship with Hippolyte, too, so I wouldn't necessarily kick us out of that just yet either. But
oh, no doubt. I haven't kicked Miami out, but just going by the buzz. Have you set up an official visit with you guys yet? Either one of you guys yet?
No, I think, but it's in the works. They've been talking about it. They're just trying to figure out exactly.
Hopefully, it's not in the works. Hopefully, he show up June 2nd. We give him the commit. That's it, bro.
Ready to commit again.
We send it then. He could take the private jet from Hialeah to Gainesville every weekend if he wanted to.
I'm positive that official will happen at some point. But yeah, so Jameer Grimsley is another DB, and also Zay Mincy. The guy from Maryland, he says he's going to take an official visit to FSU as well. He's taking an official visit to all Big Three schools this summer, if I'm not mistaken. So another cornerback. I know he's listed as a safety on 247, but he's a cornerback all the way. And I was looking at his film. I was like, man, it's strictly corner tape on film. Then he spoke recently, said that the schools that's recruited him, they're recruiting him to play corner. Big physical guy, like him a lot from Daytona Beach, Maryland, my second home. I'm actually going to be in Daytona this upcoming Thursday, man. So I might check in on the Maryland boys. And speaking of Maryland,
man, don't go by them. Tell them boys, Gators, don't go by them, CJ. Don't waste your gas, man.
Don't go holler, my boy, man. Hey, gas Daytona, right, we coming, baby. LJ McCray, I feel very good about LJ.
He's coming June 9th. I think he's coming June
9th. Yeah, he's taking some official visit, you guys. He scheduled a fall official visit to FSU. LJ McCray, he'll pull up in the fall for FSU. And it's crazy. Like I said, LJ, man, freaking grew up watching this damn kid. His dad was on staff at Bethune-Cookman as a tight end coach, recruiting coordinator when I was there. You know, he was a little quirky little kid running around the football office at that point in time. And now this kid is 6'6", 260 pounds, one of the best defensive linemen in the country. So it's just crazy how time flies like that, man, 10 years later. So LJ McCray, man, shout out to dad. He'll be taking this official visit this fall to FSU pretty much after everybody else. But, yeah, I like JoJo Trader. I like that three-day unofficial visit, so we're going to monitor that once that time comes. Jump into the official visits for this weekend, the June 2nd weekend. Got a couple guys on campus. Wardell Mack, the four-star cornerback out of Louisiana. At this point in time, I think LSU is probably the team to beat for his services. But it'd be interesting to watch how that unfolds. You know, we got Pat Surtain and Coach Yak with those Louisiana ties. Big time offensive tackle Nair Daniels, top 150 guy out of New Jersey. He's going to be official visiting this weekend. Got UGA, Miami, and Texas, and other schools that's lobbying for his services.
Look at Mike, man, competing with the big dogs this year. That's
Mike. He got some shit, man. Okay, Mike. Some shit. They working. Edwin Spielman, four-star linebacker out of Tennessee. He's going to be on campus this weekend, official visiting. Randy, I don't know who leading the recruitment for this one, man, but my boy out of his element a little bit with this one, so shout out to him. Shout out to Randy for the big four-star linebacker on campus, baby.
Yeah, he about to take L in this, man.
I think so, too. I think Tennessee, the home state team, leads at this point in time. UGA and Ohio State are the other teams, along with Tennessee, that he'll be that he's considering and will be taking official visits to. Christian Clark, I told you guys, like, way before they even that offer came out, it's a guy I like a lot. I think I was talking about this in the February shows. Four-star running back out of Arizona. He will be official visiting this weekend. I know you say Arizona, that's a little red flag, but his mom and dad are went to FSU, if I'm not mistaken, and he also has family in the Niceville area. So most of his ties are within the Florida area, just moved out of Arizona at some point in his life. Yeah, so Christian Clark and some other big dogs that's after him, USC, Texas, and UGA as well, are the other schools he will be officially visiting. And that's all I got for the official visit weekend for the June 2nd weekend. We'll have the actual updates from these guys. It'll be kind of perfect as well. You know, the Sunday show next Sunday, we'll have fresh updates following the visit for a lot of these guys.
I don't know if the Super Chat's not available. I see Loso in the comments asking the Super Chat not available. I don't know what YouTube got going on, but it should be there. If it's not there, then it ain't on. We ain't turning away money.
Yeah.
Definitely. We apologize. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Last thing I got, fellas, like I said, this 2023 recruiting class is starting to, the last portions of the 2023 recruiting class is starting to filter in on campus, high school and transfer portal. A couple guys that's going to be on campus this upcoming week, Ashlyn Barker, the JUCO safety that recently committed, Conrad Hussey, the four-star safety from St. Thomas.
We lined him up.
Yeah, beat out Miami for his services down the stretch. Stuffed Mario in the locker, having to call it to the last minute, but we prevailed with that one. Mario, Miami, Conrad Hussey.
He was committed to Penn State.
Penn State.
We fought it out with them at the end, yeah.
It was a Penn State FSU battle. Shout out to Manny, man. He held tight. Blake Nicholson.
Old title to them boys.
Blake Nicholson, four-star linebacker out of California. I like him a lot. He'll be on campus as well. Keith Sampson, the four-star defensive tackle out of North Carolina. Samuel Singleton, the speed running back out of the Jacksonville area. Keon Coleman, like I said, a receiver from Michigan State. We've been talking about the past couple weeks. Andre Otto, offensive tackle from the Key West area. Jabril Rawls, cornerback from Pensacola. Darren Lawrence, three-star receiver from Sanford. And Dylan Brown Turner, the three-star linebacker from Texas. All those guys will be making their way on campus this upcoming week. That's all I got, fellas.
Three-star linebacker.
Yeah, it sounds like a trend, right?
Somebody got to get them, right?
Somebody got to get them. We did get Blake, though, the four-star to California, man. Shout out to Derek Ray for holding his own with that one and Randy for assisting with that one.
For Shizzle. I'm sure he did his thing, man.
See, now he got some competition now, though.
Yeah. You know, Randy ain't with it. Once Randy ain't going to land elite kids because he can't do the goofy shit you got to do to land elite kids these days. You got to sing happy birthday. You got to act like you like their mama and stuff on their birthday. You know, you got to kiss ass a little bit. And Randy from a different era. Randy's like, you know what? Let me grab this kid out in the thousands and try to, you know.
I'll just.
He's hit with it. He hit it with it at UF. Voshon Joseph was a very good linebacker at UF, and the whole crew he brought in, I thought he did a good job, but they wasn't, you know, your Rutledges and your Javon Curses or anything like that.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Let's fill the bottom of this class out, Larry, and what you got?
Yeah, this is about the bottom of, you know, we about finished with the bottom.
Oh, yeah, man, my bad also, man. I forgot one. Okay, Edwin Joseph, he'll be another guy that'll be enrolling on campus as well this week. Another guy that we stuffed Miami in the locker for, man. Boy, it was called until the last minute.
I'm glad you're so proud they was able to enroll.
Now let people know, man.
Your doubts? I ain't worried about none of them. Everybody I knew coming. Everybody from American Heritage showing up. Done deal. Everybody else already done. Nope, not a worry in mind. Started out with the started off with the big dog, man. Crystal Ball here. Lou Crystal Ball has pulled up on campus.
Oh, y'all brought Neff in?
Yeah, we brought Neff on in finally, man. 5'11",
260-pound interior offensive lineman.
See, you got the go-kart offense. You got to be able to match up in practices. So you get the go-kart defense alignment, all these short defense alignments, you got to get
iron sharp as iron.
Correct,
I see you. I see you been down the green tree. I see what's going on here. You close, so I get it. It ain't but around the corner. Go see what's going on.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with checking the enemy out. I ain't be able to make it to Gainesville no time ever.
I wouldn't say enemy, brother, bro.
That's cool. Big Brian now. Go see what they're doing. Yeah,
definitely a little bro.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We won't argue semantics, right? We'll be here all day. Let's see. He pulled up from out of Georgia State. I mentioned him a long time ago because I pretty much thought it was a foregone conclusion. I think Mario forgot to tell nephew he could announce. And then he was getting a little nervous, so he called him. He's like,
question, bro. I know, is this actual scholarship? I know that was a question. If you know that or not, I know that was something we was talking about last show. Is he actual scholarship or a preferred walk-on type of guy?
Yeah, he got a full ride.
I mean, he probably getting a full ride. This is nephew, man. He ain't got much time left neither.
Some unserious stuff going on in Mario regime. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
You gotta bring somebody in there. And I think, when you're looking at him probably coming to help out in the
interior. You finna spend Neff? Don't spend Neff on here, bro. Like,
I'm not spending him.
Neff, bro. Like, that's an honor on here, Larry.
I really don't know if he's an owner.
Always remember little bro Neff.
Always shot to Renzel, man. Little Brunnen.
Little Brunnen.
What are you supposed to tell him, man? What are you going to tell you can't come here?
Send him over to DVD at FIU.
Yeah, right.
Get you some reps.
Hey, DVD about to say it, nah, bro.
How cool, bro.
6'6", 265.
Where I'm going to put this man there? Right. We got fullbacks.
He played left guard. He had a 79 pass blocking grade from Pro Football Focus, man. So he's skilled probably a little on the other side, undersized side. But we kind of already knew that. Like I said, from the get-go when it was happening, I don't know what took him so damn long to go ahead and just make the actual announcement. But
I know why it took you so long.
Y'all talking shit. Your nephew would have been on the team, too. He already playing D1 football.
Nah, my nephew would have had to figure it out, bro. I'm going to keep it real with Neff. You know what I'm saying? I give you a walk on, come hang out with us. It's Miami, dog. Come back to the crib, hang out, And then when you finish, I'll get you a job. You know what I'm saying? That's a graduate assistance. Then that's some different type of nephew. I can hide you with the gig. I can't hide you with the scholarship. I got to tweet this, bro.
That's the real nepotism right there, bro.
Yeah, give him the gig. Yeah.
Give him the gig. But I ain't we gotta tweet. Money by some kid that ain't gonna never play here.
Come on, bro. When Mario get fired, it's going to be the first thing they bring up. Man, he brought his nephew in here and all his friends. He brought his friends in here.
I ain't going to fire Mario. And not for many moons. Yeah, I don't think he got but a year left if I'm looking at it correctly. So it's one and done. Scout team type guy. I'm not going to tell you it's nothing more than that. I don't expect him to ever see the field with actual pads and a helmet on. And probably be on the sideline with a jacket for the home games. That's it. I'm not talking nothing else about that shit.
Put his ass out there against Bethune-Cookman. We running down on that shit, man. We bullying his Put his ass out there against us.
DJ, you're not running out that tunnel no more.
Man.
You're not running out that tunnel no more.
I'm saying, them fellas, they'll handle that. I know y'all at that point in time. If he gets in, I'm pretty sure the game be out of hand, right? So put him in. We go wear his ass
so y'all can get a couple of stats.
Right.
Pad a couple of stats. Too.
That's hilarious. My boy said they need some film for the lead, man. Put Mark. Got getting off against the center, against Miami, center guard, whatever position.
Yeah, you heard you, Corey, man. You got me getting a pick against Bethune. Certain shit just can't fly, Jack.
Yeah, it look crazy on your film.
Yeah, you can't have that, bro.
That shit on draft weekend.
We had a commitment from three-star Columbus defensive lineman Daylon Russell. He was the defensive player of the year. It's, you know, I don't know how you can not take a guy out of your alma mater. He's undersized, so that's
why. A lot of players. Y'all gonna take all on?
No.
Another player's about to come to FSU out of his alma mater.
Who?
The defensive end, Stevenson.
Well, he ain't defensive player of the year. Mm. So you tell me who making the right call?
FSU.
Why? Because he's taller?
He's better.
At what?
Football.
Man, get the fuck out of here. He's not better. He's bigger. I mean, this is, you know, we spoke, like, I mean, I'll be in all serious. This is kind of kid that, like, traditionally you always catch the knocks for. And it's not just Miami. It's all the Florida programs. And they'll go, how do y'all let this guy get out your backyard? And it's because they tend to be undersized guys. Then they go out and they do their thing and go in the first round. Everybody's going, what the hell just happened? We heard the same thing in this last draft with Zay Flowers and Kalijah Kansi. And both of them had a Miami recruiting snub story. So, you know, what do you not take the kid? I personally will tell you right now, I don't think he ends up sticking.
Why not?
Because the fire is coming. I don't know. Y'all keep talking about this.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's my point. I don't think he's going to end up sticking because y'all have better guys that's going to push me. It ain't going to be because he found some shit better.
Right. Well, they ain't taking him for no reason. They taking him because.
I mean, he's talented, though. He is talented. He's a talented kid. You can't take away just being a defensive player.
Louisville is pretty high on him as well. Louisville wanted him pretty
high. That's where I think he ends up at, honestly. That's just my gut. Nobody told me nothing. Now, I'm not. This ain't no inside track type stuff. I'm just honestly thinking if things go the way they expect, this defensive line class is going to fill up. There's going to be, you know, some really elite talent there. And, you know, Louisville ain't no slouch when it comes to paying out, too.
He was a high guy on Louisville.
Right.
But if you're taking him, that means you're not as confident as you guys are alluding to.
I would.
Especially now.
You wait till December, right?
Right. My take is if you're taking that guy, like if you're sure about the quality of lineman you're gonna get, and this guy is a guy that you may process later, the only reason you're getting a guy that you may process later is insurance thing. Let's get him now, hold him on, we could process him if need be later. But if the room fills out how we think it could, you know, let's just hold him till everything shakes out. I think that's because you're not as assured as people are alluding to. And that's cool, but these coaches gotta have like backup plans. Like fans got gonna talk shit, but at the end of the day, if his timetable is like around this time, which I think Mario just liked the kid. I don't think he's a backup plan because, you know, like from what I'm hearing, you guys about to load up at D line, so I don't think he's just taking this kid just for like shits and giggles, and he may process him later. I think he likes the kid.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I agree with you in that sentiment. I don't think that this is just like a charity take or anything like that. I think he likes him. I just think he may read some of the tea leaves as the room fills up and goes, I don't know, is this the best business decision? Especially with Louisville handing out nice paydays as well. So Louisville may offer him a better opportunity to probably get more snaps, especially with a very loaded young D-line class coming in and possibly more money. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's taking him like out of charity. I mean, like I said, this is a good football player. He's undersized. That's the knock on him. I mean, he ain't going to probably grow no more. I doubt unless, you know, maybe he somehow gains an inch of height or something like that. I don't see it. But like I said, you look at Kalijah Kansi, 6'1", 285, first round. I mean, and he's a right out of your backyard. That's St. Thomas Aquinas. When you don't get him, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So I think everything considered, that being his alma mater, a school that they like to keep good ties with, I do think he's talented. You take him. If if he wants in and decides to stay in, yeah, I don't think they process him out. I think he stays in this class. You know, because talent is talent. Sometimes you could be 6'4 and get your ass whooped by 6'1. I mean, that's just what it is. So we'll see how it ultimately pans out. But that's his only knock, and that's why he's a 3-star. So, and his mom's alma mater there at Miami. Obviously, the relationships with Cristobal in Columbus, But he has already said he's going to do his other visits too. So, you know, it's just as quick as he's committed. He's already said, you know, I'm still go through my due diligence and go through this process. So, I doubt he sticks. But we'll see. We got time. It's plenty of time in between now.
Shout out to Miami Columbus, man. Y'all been good at FSU, man. I love y'all.
Not this time.
Y'all been very good at FSU this time.
God bless you, man. We got a 2026 commitment. I don't know. It's cornerback Kasani. I think that's how you say it. Kasani Giles. He's out of IMG, originally from Inglewood. Had offers right now from LSU, Colorado. Those are the top two names, I think, that's on his list as of right now. Story on that was supposedly he's just kind of always been a Canes fan. I don't know exactly how he got that original connection coming out of Inglewood. I don't know if it's an uncle or something like that. But he's always been a Canes fan, according to them. So I guess he felt like no time like the present. You know, they like what they see there, and they're going ahead and allow him to commit this early. And then it helps strengthen everything that's been going well over at IMG, which is a school we traditionally haven't had a lot of luck out of. Things have been a little more recently, you know, trending our way, so it's in a positive way. So I guess that's why you take that particular take this early. I'm never that crazy about getting kids, you know, a whole cycle ahead. That's, to me, it's just too much time to continue to be recruited, think about this and that and the other. And, you know, to me, it's too early, but hey, I don't run that. So that's their decision on who gets to commit early or not.
D-Rob says he's a kid that may reclassify to the 2025 class. So that's interesting.
I mean, okay. Well, I mean, we do still got to pile up some more bodies at corner. I mean, they still aren't super comfortable with that room at all. Kind of brings me to my next point. Or they just feel like it's definitely not enough talent in that room where they don't feel like they could just get better overall, especially depth-wise. We just got to offer out to JUCO cornerback Demetrius Freeney out of College of San Mateo in San Leandro, California, 6'1", 185. He currently has offers from Colorado, Houston, Louisville, Oklahoma, Indiana, San Jose State, and Utah State are his Division I offers. And he's actually teammates with Sion Laule. It was a guy I brought up earlier, another cornerback, so I'm assuming he played the opposite side. He's a guy that we've been in pursuit of as well. Demetrius he's an earlier qualifier too, so he'll have an opportunity to get in before Sion does. So just a tie-in with that particular recruitment. So again, just getting more bodies in that cornerback room, some bigger bodies, and just adding depth and competition. It has been a sore spot for us over the last few years. So you can't really turn your nose up at trying to get more bodies in there, and some possible guys that fit the mold of what you want. Excuse me. Shit. With Sion being, he's, you know, he's like a tall, lanky kid. He's 6'4", that's what they got him listed at. And then Demetrius is a 6'1 corner. So a couple of top lists that just dropped. 4-star interior offensive lineman, Jason Zondimella, dropped his top 5. It's us, OU, USC West, Florida State, and Georgia.
Dropped the top one.
Top one? That's y'all all day?
Yeah.
No doubt. Just got to do my job. Wyatt Gilmore, 4-star edge, 6'4", 240. I want to say he's out of, I think, Indiana. I didn't have his actual thing, his profile up. I thought I did. But his top five is Minnesota, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Kansas State, along with Miami. And Justin Scott, the five-star defensive lineman, also dropped his top five of Miami, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and Notre Dame. That's kind of expected to be, you know, Wilt Fong, Crystal Baldwin, the UM. My understanding, that's kind of expected to be a UM-Georgia battle with us with the slight edge right now. The other schools, I just haven't heard with as much traction in that particular recruitment. But, you know, you never know. You can't necessarily sleep on some of these other schools as well. But as of right now, UM-Georgia would be probably the two big dogs in that particular fight. And that's about it. This upcoming weekend, we got our visitors. This is going to be – it's the first weekend. It's not fully loaded just yet. It's really – I think the ninth is kind of the big, big weekend where it really starts to heat up a lot more. This first weekend in June is going to be a shorter, smaller list. So we have four-star linebacker. He just recently got an offer from us out of North Carolina, James Nesta. He is a 6'4", 205 linebacker. He's a pitcher as well, so he's kind of a dual-sport athlete. He just recently received an offer. He's supposed to be coming in. Keyshawn Flowers, a linebacker out of Jersey that Maryland, that I brought up before. He's also scheduled to come in on the second. Tank Hawkins out of IMG Academy, speedy wide receiver. It's us, Florida, and Penn State is kind of what I'm hearing the most news with. Draylon Miller, wide receiver out of Texas, four-star wide receiver out of Texas is supposed to be coming. And probably the biggest prospect of the weekend would be Kamarian Franklin from Mississippi. He'll be coming in on the second as well. And
I see we scheduled Chance Robinson for official visit. I know we trying to flex on both of y'all boys' wide receivers a little bit, man. Billy G ain't fucking off. But how you feel about Chance Robinson? We bringing him in for official visit. He committed to you guys already.
I'm told not to fret right now. That's not a situation to really get too worried about right now. I do think y'all did the best job with the invitations. I will give y'all that. I meant to tip my hat to that.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I like the little video with the gator back and the crowd. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Bring the real outfit over here, Larry.
I like it, man. God bless y'all, man. Videos, and if that's what it's going to take, videos and Ferraris, baby. Bring them on into the fold.
What you got to do, man. Hey, you got to appease to the kids.
It's arms racing. You got to get you some arms to race. You got to pick up some fire. The bazooka is in the chamber. We ain't want to pull it out just yet. We want to see what we can do on the front lines with the little cap gun.
The bazooka is in an interview with the feds.
Who in the interview with the feds?
Allegedly. Them boys be suing people on Twitter, so I don't want no problem.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You talking about Cuz. Oh, now Cuz still doing this thing. You with the Canes Collective now.
Shout out to that.
Yeah. Shout out to Canes Collective.
What's collecting now?
They paying big money to, it was bound to happen. I'm going to get my jokes while I can get my jokes. Just like y'all doing right now with y'all got the BB gun. Ain't no fire coming.
Cap gun, baby.
Whatever.
BBs
cap gun,
water gun.
Slingshot. What else is?
Slingshot.
I like slingshot.
Yeah, same, you would like same. Slingshot. Y'all used to drive the slingshot. That rings bells with you.
Same slingshot. Spanky had on the Little Rascals is what y'all got.
Well, babe, if you know anything about a slingshot, it's deadly too. I accidentally killed a squirrel one time with one. I didn't think I was going to hit him. I really didn't. I wasn't like no slingshot extraordinaire.
That's a bigger lie than your 225 lie right there, bro. Killing a squirrel with a slingshot. Who are you, bro? Think you're Robin Hood or some shit?
All right. I just said accidentally.
Oh, accidentally? That's what's
up. I had the little BBs that.
That shit was on purpose. You didn't think
I didn't think I was that good enough. I really didn't think I was gonna hit him. Because I wasn't like learned at it. Like, it wasn't like something I took the time to really get good with. It was,
I was pretty learned with slingshots as a kid, bro.
I bought this one as an adult off of Amazon. I bought the little BBs, and I never really fucked with it. And then one day, I just went out there and started messing around and accidentally took out a squirrel.
So you put BBs in the slingshot?
Yeah. It's like they like bigger, though. They come like, they got like little round pellets. Like, I don't know what you call them, but it look like big BBs, basically. It's like,
you just grab rocks off the ground. Yeah. Have you ever made a slingshot with a clothes hanger? Are you from that era? Have you ever
done that? I never made one.
No.
First one I ever used was one that somebody had bought. It was made out of wood, though. One I bought was like, it had like a forearm brace and all that shit. Like, it was kind of, I guess, professional. I don't know. Daisy made it. You know, Daisy made the BB guns and all that?
Yeah.
That's it. Like I say, the 9th will be more loaded. It's gonna be a way bigger weekend. The 23rd will be a pretty big one as well. Quite a bit of names to rattle off on that one. So I really kind of want to just wait until, because we get ready to get into that, starting to heat up type deal. So I really want to wait until we get into the preview/review once we hit next week. So next week we'll be able to talk about some of those visitors that came in. I think LJ McCray just got added to the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. He's not coming to see y'all to August, right?
Who else?
Something like that. Right? Yeah.
No, October. It'll be a game.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and knock out those.
Why so many of your guys waiting in, man? They going to change their minds, see?
We just got plans. Man, don't knock out that summer shit. We'll take the end of it. I'm gonna check in next week, man. Thursday I'll be done. I'm gonna check in next week, man. I'm gonna go check holler.
Don't go harassing that young man. Let him live his life.
Man. I'm gonna go holler. Yeah. Just to check
here
in.
Y'all go.
Man.
How y'all got LaWayne?
Get the temperature.
My man know he was there.
Right.
Leave them cheering alone, man. They life.
Couple more visits. I did. You done, Larry?
Yeah. That's it for right a second.
A couple of visitors I did miss in the trenches for June 2nd was two defensive linemen that I want to make sure I hit before I get out of here. And that was...
Y'all like, subscribe.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and all that.
Share, for sure. And you know, do us a favor, man. I was at the... I was out the other night at the bar, man. I picked up 5 subscribers, just word of mouth, man. So a lot of that stuff, if you see somebody with a Gator shirt on, a Noel shirt on, a Kane shirt on, it's a good chance, man. They may not be tapped in just yet. So I actually, just last night, matter of fact, a couple of Gators guys up there, and I plugged them in the stadium and Gale in the roll up. So
all right,
be surprised how far word of mouth actually goes. A lot of people ignore a lot of social media stuff. But, you know, when you get a chance to tap somebody on the shoulder, man, it's a conversation starter.
Definitely. Going. I don't know how I deleted my whole notepad.
Ain't that fun? I love when that happens.
I hate when I do that, man.
I love when that happens. I'm like,
I got a couple defensive linemen that I do want to speak on. I shout out to Xavier Henderson. He ended up, entered the transfer portal, and he ends up out in Cincinnati with Emory Jones. That is something I wanted to add to my talk. That's a wild direction to go if you're trying to get to the league, man.
Looks like you weren't going to start at Miami after all.
It's going to be interesting. They say he worked out at Miami, and Miami ain't like what they saw, is what I was told. But Word. He did work out for Miami in-person diner. This is behind-the-scenes stuff a little bit. And Miami wasn't feeling it. So he ends up at Cincinnati. We'll see how it works out. We're going back to play with Emory Jones. I know they were practice buddies, and one of his favorite targets was Xavier Henderson, so it should be interesting to see how that plays out. Why am I cannot find this, bro? I'll get it next show. I'll do this on some short-form content. But I think Kendall Jackson out of Buchholz is definitely one of the defensive linemen, local kid. I like what we're in recruitment. I think Miami is definitely somebody that's recruiting him. What's up? That's all I got right there as far as recruiting.
I do have one more name, but I haven't been able to confirm it. I went to his page, defensive tackle Alex January.
Oh, recording, bro.
You talking to me, son. Yeah, I wasn't able to get a confirmation on his page, and I didn't see it on like any of the other lists that I was able to follow. But according to one list I have, he is supposed to be visiting on January 2nd. So that's a name that may pop up that I forgot to mention earlier. So we'll see if he actually ends up swinging through him and coming to hang out as well.
Already. Any more updates? What else y'all got? That's all I got, man. It's going to be, like I said, I'll drop a, I don't even have my commit. I deleted all my notes. So I'll do some short form content with my commit watch list on who I got. Well, but that weekend, commits don't go down like they used to on visits. So
nah, they got certain dates.
They got certain dates.
You can kind of tell after a lot more business. What,
yeah. So a lot more business. As far as on short form contact, I think I'm going to FSU fans pretty soon just do something different leading up to the season, like a position by position breakdown.
Right.
Each position that we have going on, just to give you guys something different. Look forward to going into the
Are you guys done with your safety? I know you guys are trying to find us.
I don't know, man, because it was the kid from FIU. I didn't mention his name because the conversation kind of slowed down, but it was a safety from FIU from Palm Beach that just entered the portal. He was pretty productive for FAU, but I don't think FSU is going to pursue due to some possible injury concerns that may linger into that's current and may linger until fall camp into the season. So we may be okay with safety. I know, like I said, the safety I spoke about last week, Lane from Georgia State, haven't heard any other traction since then. That's the only other safety currently that I heard as far as conversation. So if we don't do anything with Lane, we'll probably be just good with the
five that
we have at on campus. We got an inroad in Lane. We may have a conversation.
We took two players from Georgia.
Might need to holler at y'all, man. Might need to take y'all and see who y'all call me.
And I'll see what I can do to get you properly plugged in at Georgia State.
We got to drive some go-karts or some shit, man. It's a part of
You familiar? You know the slingshot. Very, very similar vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Hop in. I'm sure you'll be accustomed to it.
Gotcha.
Shout out Fable, man. My boy.
Austin Simmons, too, is another quarterback. I know I've been talking about him reclassifying. That's still up in the air. He had a crazy spring game this past week. Threw for like 400 yards. Just watching his physical traits. And he will be... If he was to reclassify and show up this fall, he would be 18 getting on campus. He'd be almost 20 years old if he was to stay at 2025. Either way, I expect him to reclassify to one of these classes. But keep following along with that. He had an interview with On3 saying he's got a decision to make coming up here shortly. But I do think we do need a quarterback to enter that room. We'll see how it all plays out.
So he would come in with opportunity to compete this year, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes, man. Like the physical tools, man, it's up there. But they also say he's throwing a 96 miles per hour fastball, and as a lefty.
Right. Remember, I asked you about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was about to revisit. Yeah, because I asked you about that when you first brought him up. I heard that he had MLB potential. So is that the decision he's talking about that possibly a? But you can get drafted though.
Yeah, and still vibe out a little bit.
Matter.
Yeah. Now, I think his passion is football. We'll see. I mean, money talks, though. If you know, you go top five in baseball, he throwing 96, and they say he got some off-speed stuff in his repertoire as well. So, bro, a left-handed pitcher that can do all that type of stuff, bro, like baseball sounds like the check, bro. You can throw that ball forever if you figure it out. But right. We'll see how it all plays out. Right now, I'm hearing that his passion is football, and he's trying to reclassify for this class. He's over there with my man Jet, a guy that's off of Twitter, Gator fan. He coaches over at Moorhaven, but that's where he's at right now. He left Pahokee. He's at Moorhaven, out there throwing the ball around a little bit. We'll see how it all plays out in the next like month or so.
You know who did that, man? I just was a big fan of this guy. It was Jake Samardzija. Remember him? Notre Dame wide receiver.
Yeah, Notre Dame. He was nasty. Jeff.
Yeah. I used to like him.
I love Jeff Smart.
I wanted him to go to the league versus baseball.
Yeah.
He made a pretty good – he made the right decision.
Yeah, he had a pretty good MLB career.
MLB career, but I think he would have been light in that receiver, boy.
He was a lot like Riley Cooper, man, outside of the racist stuff, man.
Yeah, outside of the racist stuff.
Somebody asked me if we was going to have him. I was like,
yeah, why not?
I say I gotta talk. You know what I say?
As long as he's not trying to fight everybody in the trap, then the trap.
He won't pull that one. Nah.
So I ain't trying to. As long as he's trying to fight everybody in there, right?
Yeah. Thing, I ain't trying to get Riley Cooper on here, man. I'm gonna ask him about the incident. Hey, what happened at the concert? Right. Holler at your boy, man. Let's get some race relations. Nah, let me tell
you. You know how I go. Come here. Anyway, so to ask my man, he's probably checking us out now. We'll be checking us out soon. We're going to try to get Riley, man. I told him, I said, let me get with the Gator guy on that one. I don't know. I'll bring him on. I don't care.
For sure. We're going to hang out. Give me your top two Canes that you want on the show. Before we get out here, let's talk about that a little bit. Who your top two Cane guests?
All time?
That you just want to get on and have a conversation with. It ain't got to be the best player of all time, nothing like that. But who are your two bucket list Canes that you got on your list?
Two I'm going to go three? With just two of my favorites of all time. Duke Johnson he's always just one of my favorite Canes, man. I like this old school mentality. And Ed Reed, those are, when you ask me about my favorite Canes, my top three is Ed, Sean, and Duke. So for different reasons. So yeah, I would say those two guys.
Duke ghost me, man. He supposed to came on an old show, but
oh yeah,
yeah,
probably,
yeah.
He probably read a tweet. So you gotta go back and delete. Nah, all my sometime. Duke.
Nah, I respect the good Miami players. If you ain't got the best film out there, I might got some old tweets talking greasy, but
yeah.
Duke Johnson, we ran into him. He had a camp down there in Miami. Ran into him and Luke. He said, yeah, I exchanged numbers. He's gonna come on the show, and then he went ghost on me. But, you know, it's all part of the game, all part of business. Yeah. We're going to get Duke Johnson on this joint eventually.
I got me and his mom's like Facebook friends and stuff. I might reach out to him. I never have, but yeah. I can see about that. We'll work on Duke. Ed'll be, you know, we might have a plug on that too. We'll see how that plays out. What about you, CJ? Who's your two Canes you want on?
No two names.
He's a moron. <None. laughs>
That wasn't the question that it was brought up there, brother Larry.
Right, right.
Why not?
No, see, from an FSU perspective, I would like to have a conversation with Dalvin and have that whole recruitment conversation with Dalvin. And, of course, the times that he had at FSU. And I think, of course, Pete, man. Pete is my guy. I want to have a conversation with Pete. Recruitment, playing on for FSU during that time, all of that, man. Buy one, get one free at Dillard's, all of it.
Yeah. Shout out to the BOGO, man.
Right. Big BOGO, baby.
Man, I had fun as a kid when them boys got pinched, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It was a good joke.
That was a huge joke, too.
Yeah.
Shit. Dillard's must have been the hot spot.
Hell yeah. Big duck head.
Yeah, that drip. Boy,
what I'm talking about in Savannah, that was like the hot spot to go to,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of kids were sitting on that curb, boy, with them cuffs on.
As Floridians, we were surviving all Burdines, man, for so long. Dillard's came out with some new sauce. He's like, okay. New flavor in there.
You had a plug. I had
several homeboys.
I'm telling you. I had a plug at Dillard's.
Wrapped up.
I had a mean
plug at Dillard's at the Palm Beach Mall, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Palm Beach Mall.
I understand 100%, my brother.
Nah, but if Twitter was alive with the time Pete and them got the BOGO at Dillard's, bro, it would have been amazing. It would have been bigger than the crowd with James.
Oh, it would have been bigger than James, for sure.
Yeah, crowd legs. The crowd legs probably would have been a two-day story.
Yeah.
If we could have had that type of energy to pull from. So who would you say, Sip?
Man, who I haven't gotten so far. I've gotten a lot of legends, you know.
Yeah, see, that's how that conversation started. I was like, man, you had a lot. Especially on Stadium McGill.
Yeah. But I'm going to go Steve Spurrier. I haven't gotten an old ball coach, bro. Steve Spurrier is up there. I have Rex Grossman. And then get some legendary Midtown stories. And then I'm going to just go with a three, man. Fred. I got to get Fred eventually on the podcast.
And I did mention Fred. I said, we're going to get Fred one day. I told him we got the plug on that one, too. Just kind of waiting on the right time and situation.
Right time for him, you know.
Now.
right time for him, but we'll make it happen eventually. But
now he got a show. Right, we'll just go on their show, too. We'll just do an exchange.
With or without the show. I don't think the show changed anything about who Fred is. Just keep it a bean. It's just, he ain't, as you could tell, he ain't the most outgoing, speaking person, talking person. How he moved in the league was very chill, relaxed, you know, in his own corner. He's still the same. Even though he does content, he's still in his own bubble and corner. He's a little bit, you know, excluded. He liked to chill in his own little space and corner, and I get it, but we're gonna get him on the podcast eventually.
So, y'all put in the comments who y'all like to see, man.
Man, who y'all gonna see, man? Pull up to the Trap Museum, man. We're gonna have some legends in the Trap Museum, man. If you know of any big three players that's in Atlanta, we probably already reached out to them. But if you know some, let them know that it's some Florida boys. We're gonna be up there kicking it. Also, 100 Sanford's pulling up. Our Georgia podcast will be in the building. Our entire network will be in the building. So if everybody that's a part of our network, this is a media opportunity for everybody to pull up, hang out. We're gonna kick it. We're gonna create some content. We're gonna have merch on deck. CJ mentioned the food. They sell liquor. It's gonna be some dope vibes, man. Oh, Devontae Freeman. I like that in the comments, man. We're gonna reach out to all the big three legends.
Definitely like to hear from Devontae.
100%. 100%. We're gonna make some announcements this week with who we already got confirmed. But make sure y'all hit the link. It's in the description. We're gonna be at the legendary, the great Trap Music Museum. We making history. You know, this is the moves we trying to make. If it ain't about, you know, legendary epic moves, and we ain't trying to do it. We ain't trying to do nothing little. Shout out to Boosie, man. Everything big.
Y'all, before we slide, y'all want to speak briefly on the Travis Rudolph stuff?
Yeah. Let's talk that, man. Let's talk Travis Rudolph. Right now, it's on trial for murder right here in West Palm Beach. How it all played out, he got into it was a situation with him and his girlfriend, or girl he was talking. I'm not going to say girlfriend.
Man,
a woman he was talking to at the time. You know, you got to be, let me lay it out first. But yeah, a woman he was talking to at the time, he get into a back and forth with via text or whatever, or in person, whatever it may be. Her brothers, cousins, friends, whoever it may be, pulled up to Travis Rudolph's house. Fire end up being exchanged, not even exchanged. Fire, he ended up shooting at these guys' car. Somebody passed away, died. Now he's on trial. And we'll see how it all plays out. But right now, that's the case.
Yeah.
Florida State legend.
Yeah, man. Hate for true, man. My bad for the true, because the situation ain't have to go like that at all. Or like it's something that could have been easily avoided. And just looking at the backstory, looking at the video, the door, and shout out these door cameras, man. Them
ring cam, yeah.
Ring cams, man. A lot of stuff has been revealed with these ring cams. So if you guys look at the timeline, thing like that, the ring cam showed the situation of which the woman previously alleged that he attacked her. That was completely false. She attacked him, leading it going into the house. Then she sent those text messages to her family members, her brother, and then responded to Trav and let him know, hey, these guys on your way to, you know, they're going to handle some business, you know, with weapons, this, that, and another. Like, still say, long story short, man. But the issue with that I think is going to get Trav some heat is because he went back in the house and chased him out with the weapon. It was an AR-15. But I do think, due to what we've been seeing as far as the evidence that's been provided so far to us, I think he's not going to get the full brunt of that as far as, you know, the...
And remember, you know, it's Florida, so stand your grounds, got some flexibility. And them two dudes were jumping his brother, too. And they brandished a weapon at him at the point when he came and draw back down with the AR. So he goes back to get it because he already know they got weapons. So he goes back to get it. These guys are jumping his brother. And then he pulls up on the vehicle, and they still got the weapons out. So he let it go. I would have done the same exact thing. I don't know.
Now, they was in the car pulling off to keep it all the way 100 with you. Like, the car was driving down the street.
Well,
he was chasing the car.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to see on that. According to him, they pulled out. So I don't know. Yeah, that's what some of your discrepancies could be. I know the some of the video evidence definitely helped them. And then, yeah, maybe some of it hurt him a little bit.
So I think he's going to get hit with something, but I think for the most part, it's not going to be as bad as it was perceived to be. Let's put it that way.
The
information that's happening. Shout out to his lawyer. And shout out to good homies, man. You know, going back to college, Trav and Dalvin was real solid friends, man. And Dalvin being from the jump when this all went down, Dalvin being real supportive and being real vocal about the situation in regards to, because you know, people just around the whole situation as far as, you know, Trav, he was never this type of guy as far as, you know, living crazy or anything like that. He was a model guy at FSU, always did things the right way. So it was a real shocker for FSU fans when this news came out. But you see, you know, the totality of it, and anybody could have been put in this situation. It was an unfortunate situation, man. I just hated for him because, you know, that split second, but it was an unfortunate situation that anybody could have been put in. But at the same time, it wasn't how it was perceived to be. And I do think he'd be okay.
Exonerated or summoned.
Yeah, summoned. Yeah.
You know, I always like to get a cautionary side of it for anybody listening. Well,
no,
right?
Go ahead.
So I just want to, you know, if you're listening, if your sister call you or text you talking about, oh, he over here tripping, yada, 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 you tell your sister to call the law. I'm not coming around there. You don't know the situation a lot of times too, because you're going to somebody's home, right? So once you go to somebody's home,
that's rule number one.
You're right. You're pulling up. He got every right at this point, right? So you pull up to my house, threatening me, brandishing firearms, or even just being mobbed up on my porch. Man, I'm not fighting four dudes outside on my porch. There's no need for that. And for you know, if you're the woman in this situation. Like I said, why would you put your people in that situation?
If it's really a situation like that, was her brother, if I'm not mistaken. The person that actually was killed was the
right. Father. And for what? Right. And for what? You got upset. You went through his phone or something like that. It's a last situation, right? But you was already married.
Married, bro.
You married. You can't check me on my phone. But again, it's just like, take the time. Think about a lot of this stuff before you get yourself in said situation, because she dead wrong too, and she could be held.
Nah, I think she is 100% at fault. 200%.
Right.
200%.
Yeah. Right.
300%. So, this whole situation.
Say, well, she'll be charged with as well.
And this the conversation she's having on the stand, man. All of this shit is her fucking fault, bro. All of it is her fault. All of it. I can't because you being that. I mean, per Florida law, you know this, that, another. You know you. Go in the house, you chase the person. But nah, bro, at the same time. And all of it is her fault, in my opinion. All this shit would have been avoided if you would have went that route. Simple as that.
Yeah, I ain't going to
first of all, you're lying on me saying that I'm beating on you, ain't hitting on you. That wasn't the case at all.
You like, hit him?
Right, man.
She swung on him. He said, this bitch got me fucked up. And then she hit him.
Right.
You know
what I mean? The only physical contact he had was pushing her away
from him. Yeah, like, get off of me. Yeah, right, and that was it.
So nah, man, this entire, so she's at fault.
Man, don't call me, and if you get called, don't pull up. That's just my word of advice to you. If it's really that type of situation where a violent situation may be going on, get the law involved.
I'm gonna tell you what my approach would have been. Not for Trav, but if you at my door, I'm answering my door with my fire. I'm not answering my door at all. If you come to my house, I ain't invite you as a guest. I'm not opening my door unless I'm opening up my door to bust at you.
Right.
And that's real.
He'd have been scot free, to be honest.
His brother the one who opened the door, too, so I don't know. You know, I think his brother was just trying to run the boys off. Like, hey, you know, try not coming to the door. But I wouldn't come to the door either, though. I'm like you. My brother ain't going to the door. I'm not going to the door. Nah. Y'all better go on ahead.
Because, I mean, we'll see how it all plays out, man. The absolute best case would be, you know, him get fully exonerated, which is going to be tough. Firing, I think he fired like 32 rounds. It's going to be tough with the car driving away, him firing 32 rounds. They tried to throw the stand your ground law out before the trial started. His lawyer won that battle before the trial even started to keep that into play. So, and obviously we've seen some wild stand your grounds. Like, we all thought Trayvon case was an open and shut case.
Exactly.
But that didn't work out that way. So let it all play out. I think Trav, I don't know if he was wrong in this situation. I mean, you know, I think he did a lot of things.
He was wrong, but he probably wrong in the eyes of the law. But he wasn't wrong in regards to morality or anything like that.
Yeah. I say law gets tricky.
Yeah, I'm saying probably. That's what I say, probably.
The law. I hope he. I don't want, you know. And condolences to the brothers that passed away. You know, like, regardless of how they passed, all of it's senseless. We got to value each other's lives more than this. You know, and we can't react out of anger, man. Y'all need to get some meditation in y'all life, bro. Like, you can't get to the point where you're ready to text your friends to shoot somebody or kill somebody over whatever it may be, over disagreements. It's just wild. That's the biggest lesson learned, bro. You know, and to watch this young man get his freedom taken away. And, of course, thank God he had rich friends, you know, to be able to bail him out. And he hasn't been sitting in the jail this entire time. But we'll see how it all plays out.
Like you said, life was – either way, she took L's, right? A family member that you called over got his life snuffed out all over your foolishness. And I have been in that direct situation, loaded up, started in the corner, pull the call and said, nah, you better call the law because either way you're going to be upset. That's exactly what I say. Either your brother dies or this other individual dies. What do we want to happen? Call the law. So that's why I speak on that. I've been in a situation where it was that close. So to me, best thing to do is take yourself out of the middle of that equation if it's true. But see, this one had nothing to do with that. This was just ignorant shit. You just was embarrassed and mad. So now you want to get people shot up. And I'm not pulling up on no dummy mission like that either.
Yeah, even in the article, like there's some parts of it. Like I say, it's gonna depend on how it all play out and what like the jurors believe. Because there is a part in the article in the Palm Beach Post where it said there was actual fist fight that was going on in the front yard, and then right. like they started to lose. And that's what some people around here in Palm Beach are saying. Because I live here, so I know I want to keep it all the way being. Some people were saying that they were losing the fist fight, ran back inside to get fired after they was losing the fist fight,
and which would make sense because they was outnumbered,
right.
So that would make total sense.
But I ain't going outside if I'm out there. I'm going outside with that. That's going back to point A. Like, I'm going outside with that brother. Thing. You're going to get up on my porch, bro.
Four you
the attitude adjustment.
Man, you better get your ass off this porch, man. I'm so within my rights right now. Don't do this. Don't do this, man.
That's a blessing you come knock on my... When people, come on. When people send, like, when people dox me on Twitter and stuff, I'm like, please. Please, sir. Come knock on this door acting crazy, man. I got my door cam, but I'm opening it with some different energy, bro.
I hate to say it, man, but you going to die. Don't do it.
and I'm going to have dinner in about an hour. Like, this is going
to
scrape
you
up.
Yo, what I'm going to do? I'm going to call the law. Yeah, I had to do it. Yep. He came up here. You'll see it on the ring cam. Come on over here and get him up
right on the ring cam, baby.
Get him on my porch, man. He bleeding everywhere.
I can't wait to show you.
I can't wait to show everybody.
Yeah. Right. Right. For real. So that bitch like old dog.
Old dog. Jet like old dog.
Watch this part.
Right. Right.
Hey, be play it safe though. For real shit. Play it safe, play it smart. Real talk.
Already. Hey man, it's beginning of summer. Everybody be safe. Vibe out. We appreciate y'all for hanging out with us. It's the roll up, it's the vibes. Come visit us at the Trap Museum in Atlanta, July 6th. Also, the website is dropping. Make sure y'all subscribe. Join our message boards. CJ's going to be covering No Smoke. Larry Young's going to be covering Miami Smoke. I'm going to have some Gator Smoke. We're going to have writing, short-form content, videos, subscription-based stuff. A whole lot of exclusive stuff going on. RollUpNetwork.com. It's not going to be .com. We're going NFT. We're going crypto. So it's going to be a different dot. But RollUp Network, the website, the platform, is coming to a browser near you, is what I would say. And then we'll drop the app around December, January of next year. One thing at a time, but we building this thing, one brick at a time. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us, supporting us. Y'all going to watch. We're going to build it right in front of y'all. That's one thing about the RollUp. We build it right in front of the people.
Last thing before we get out of here, make sure you guys hit that link and grab tickets to the July the 6th, man. The Trap Art. What's the Trap Music?
Trap Music. They made some new additions since I've been there last. They brought in, I know they got the 4PF Lil Baby exhibit. Okay. They got like four or five different new exhibits since I've been there. So ready to flick it up, get my captions. Been working on IG captions, man. I've been working for like, since we've been talking behind the scenes for like 2 months with all this, man.
Me listening to some Drake albums, get my shit together.
Getting your shit together? That's the caption guy right there, bro.
Right.
Any shout outs before we get out of here?
And shout out to the people.
Shout out Greg, Olson, man. He won the Sports Emmy for basically Newcomer of the Year. I forget how they titled it, but Newcomer of the Year. He had a good year. He was one of my favorite sports broadcasters when it comes to the football games. Got a lot of that Romo vibes of kind of calling some of the stuff. Maybe not quite as detailed, but I thought he's an excellent analyst. So congratulations to him, man. I know he listens. Anybody else?
Hold on. Oh no shout outs, man. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us and you know behind the scenes doing business, man. We got a lot of people that's reaching out to us. Shout out to the Trap Museum for letting us just have this entire event. Also, real quick, I'm gonna be in Atlanta for the NIL Summit, shooting some content with some Gator players. So I'll be out there June 2nd through the 5th, hanging out. Check it, follow, subscribe to us on this YouTube channel. We'll have some visuals going out. But just a lot of moves. Got some more content, some other stuff we're working on behind the scenes. But just shout out to everybody that's holding us down, all the fans. If you're in Atlanta, holler at me. I'm going to be up there a couple times. But definitely this weekend coming, June 2nd through the 5th, NIL Summit. That's it. Take us out of here, Silk. I got you, bro. Oh, also, if you want to advertise with the Roll Up, anybody wants to advertise with us, physical products, backdrops, screen placement, anything, product placement, anything you want to advertise with us, hit up either one of our DMs or the Roll Up DMs. We're open to any and all advertisement. We're gearing up for the fall, the season. Spots are being taken. So if you're interested, holler at us. Also, NIL opportunities coming up as well when it pertains to advertisement. It's the Roll Up. It's the vibes. We out of here. Yeah.